Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. And we're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory, we're being heard in countries such as the United States, China, Japan, Germany, United Kingdom, France, Brazil, Italy, India, Russia, Canada, Australia, Republic of Korea, Spain, Mexico, Indonesia, Turkey, the Kingdom of the Netherlands, Saudi Arabia, Switzerland, Sweden, Nigeria, Poland, Argentina, Belgium, Venezuela, Norway, Australia, Iran, glory be to God, South Africa, Malaysia, Colombia, you name it, literally all over the world, the Philippines, Egypt, Finland, Chile, Pakistan, Ireland, Greece, Portugal, Iraq, Algeria, my Lord, literally all over the world, just to name a few of the countries that we're being heard. My, what a wonderful, what an awesome God. I want to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, the man whom God has given the vision, the brand new spiritual awakening, where there's a shift in Christendom and people are coming together from all over the world simply to give God thanks. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. Stand by one moment.
Here I am. I was on thinking that y'all were hearing me across the world, but I'm here now. And thank you so much, Ambassador. Sometimes I have to wonder who you're talking about, but thank God he is blessing, and thank God that he is using me, and I appreciate it more than I can even express. My God, my God.
You're welcome.
Thank God for all you, thank God for you, all the people who are coming from around the world. Amen. And we just have one platform. Now, I understand why the enemy works so hard to attack us on this line, because we have one platform, and that platform is simply to give God praise and to give him 1,000 thank yous. I didn't know it was possible. I was riding on that plane on my way from Florida back to Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas, and said, Lord, you've been so good to me. If I could, I'd thank you 1,000 times. Didn't even know it was possible. And trying to go to sleep, let my seat back, and trying to lay my head back and go to sleep. And the Holy Ghost woke me up and said, why don't you? And I said, why don't I what? I didn't know what the Holy Ghost was talking about. He said, why don't you thank God 1,000 times? And I said, Lord, I don't know how, but I'll try. And see, that was the beginning of all these thank yous going up, because, I mean, I didn't know how to do that, but the Holy Ghost taught me how to thank him 1,000 times. And then after it was over, I realized it was so simple that the whole wide world should thank God 1,000 times. If you haven't thanked him 1,000 times, please, please, I'm asking you, warning you, please, if you don't understand this, please don't talk about it. Don't make fun of it. Don't come against it. It's kind of like the Holy Ghost. If you don't understand the Holy Ghost, please, please, please don't make fun of the Holy Ghost. Don't make fun of speaking in tongues and all that kind of stuff. No. Don't do it. If you don't understand it, leave it alone. Leave it alone. And God gave this, and I'm asking you, if you don't understand all this, thanking God 1,000 times, don't make fun of it. Talking about, oh, you don't have to thank God 1,000 times. Amen. You, if you've never done it, you have to be in the spirit realm to understand this. But if you don't understand it, leave it alone, because there's a blessing on it and there's a curse on it. Those who bless us shall be blessed, but those who curse us shall be cursed. And you don't want that on you. And so if you don't understand it, just leave it alone. Don't bother me, and don't bother the blog line. because I want you blessed, amen, and not cursed. Why do you say that, Dr. Johnson? Because nobody who really is in the spirit realm would not want to thank God 1,000 times and think that he deserves the praise. Let me just give you one example. Last night alone, your heart beat 1,000 times, and you didn't even know nothing about it. Amen. If you didn't know about it, amen, you didn't thank him one time for your heart beating. But it beat at least 1,000 times, and here you are alive because he watched over you all night long. If you don't understand this, just leave it alone. You have to get in the spirit realm to understand this. Another example. Last night alone, you breathed, took in breath, probably all during the night 1,000 times. Yeah. And if you don't understand it, oh, my God, just leave it alone. Amen. Until you come into the understanding of it. Because you don't want to curse yourself. Amen. There in the 23rd chapter of Numbers, you'll find what happened when people tried to curse the people of God. You don't want that. Amen. Let us just enjoy thanking him 1,000 times. And let me challenge you all over the world. If you can, right in your village, right in your hamlet, right in your city, your state, right there in your church, right in your neighborhood, start a prayer cell and become part of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention. Amen. Start a prayer cell. A prayer cell is just simply a gathering of two or more people, and people who are coming together, regardless of church affiliation, regardless of denomination, regardless of economic strata or background, and just coming together to pray and to praise the Lord. Amen. Start a prayer cell and praise God with people in your prayer cell. See, if this is a prayer cell. We started it about 8 years ago, and with three people, I believe, First Lady Betty, myself, and Mother Ellie Johnson. And I want to thank God that it has grown from three to about over 100 million. And who knows, God may do yours like that, too. But start a prayer cell and start praising God. Don't be jealous of him. Praising him 1,000 times, talking about, I just thank him one time, that's enough. Well, you go on and do it like you want to do, but on this prayer line, on this prayer cell, runner, we're going to thank him 1,000 times. And billions of praises are going up, over 3 billion praises a night now, because all the people worldwide are thanking him 1,000 times. And over the last 8 years, I hope God doesn't mind me telling you this, but we were able to put it together and work it together and figure out how many praises have gone up. Is it all right if I tell them, Lord? Well, let me just tell you that many praises have gone up unto the Lord. And we are so, so glad. Ain't nobody mad but the devil for God to get praise. He's been trying to stop it ever since he was in heaven. You know, the devil was in heaven and got mad and got angry and got jealous of God and didn't want him to get no more praise. So that's enough. Shut y'all's mouth. Don't be praising him. I'm the one who deserves the praise. Satan was like that for adamant, and he was rebellious. You got to watch those rebellious spirits because they are Satan's way of doing things. And he was trying to use witchcraft in heaven. That's where it originated from, trying to control the minds of the people. That's what he was doing. That's why he was able to convince, as the Bible says, one third of the heavenly hosts, and this is recorded in Revelation 12. He convinced them through witchcraft, through controlling their minds, and caused them to miss heaven, get kicked out of heaven. That was witchcraft. I hope y'all are getting a revelation about now. Amen, because sometimes the Lord reveals things to me that the world has never heard. And it's in the Bible. He says, in the last day, he's reserved things for the last day. In other words, they have not been heard, but they are God. and he reserves them for himself. And so that was witchcraft in heaven, the enemy trying to keep God from getting praise. All right, now we're going to start thanking God 1,000 times. Here's a format. I'm going to pray first for you. Amen. Pray for you. And after I pray for you, even before I pray for you, I want to ask you to make at least one request unto the Lord, your heart's desire. And when you make that request, I'm going to come back and pray. And that's when we're going to start thanking God. You know, faith is when you're thanking before you know what happens. If you know what happens before you're thanking, that's not faith. That's just giving him praise for what he's done. When we want to thank him in advance for what he's going to do, that's what you call faith. Amen. Are you ready? All right. Go ahead and I'll thank him softly, pray softly while you make your request known. It doesn't have to be audible. It can be just in your heart. But make sure you make it known before the Lord. And then after you do that, I'll come back and pray for you. And well, I heard the Holy Ghost say, you pray for me, and I'll pray for you. You pray for me, and I'll pray for you. See, you pray for me, I'll pray for you. I'm going to pray for you in just a moment, that the Lord will give you your heart's desires. And while you're there, I want you to start speaking those things that are really in your heart that are wonderful blessings before him. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, as the people make their request known to you, may I ask you, according to John 14:13, ask anything in my name, and I will do it. That's what you said, Jesus, in those red letters. Amen. Look on these precious, precious people. And I pray that you bless them, Lord. The enemy's trying to curse them so much, trying to take away everything they have. The enemy works to snatch every blessing, every thing that makes the church and even the children of God happy. He doesn't want them to have happiness. And he uses frustration and other things to try to keep them frustrated. But God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, to turn it around, that there be a great turnaround now, and bless your people as never before. We went through in 2015, and we didn't say much at all, Lord, in our peace like Jesus did. But in 2016, I'm asking you to reverse it. Instead of letting us be frustrated and letting us things that really make God's people happy, and letting them be snatched and things like that, Lord, instead, this year, give us joy in our souls and peace in our minds. And let the curse be reversed. Give us great, great, great blessings from you in the name of Jesus. I'm praying that you loose the finances of God's people. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm praying that you loose joy in our souls and peace in our minds. God, nobody but you would want that for your people. Joy in our souls and peace in our minds. Bind the devil in the name of Jesus. Let the resurrection blood of Jesus get on satanic powers that come against God's people. And let the resurrection blood of Jesus get on any type of plan that has been set up to bring down or destroy God's people in the name of Jesus. And would you put me in that equation too, Lord? In the name of Jesus, I pray. And I pray that the honor of the anointing would fight for us, Lord. That everything that we prayed over to be anointed, the oil, Lord, has placed on us and even around the people of God, let it reverse curses in our lives in Jesus' name. As we see, Lord, even if you have done it for others, you can do it for us in Jesus' name. Your word says, in Romans 2:11, for God is not a respecter of persons, or there is no respect of persons with God. Let it be so, Lord, that you're blessed in the name of Jesus. Give these people their heart's desires, and we'll be grateful to you to give you the praise and adoration. And, Lord, for this we say thank you. And Lord, we just thank you so many times for your blessings, for your goodness and kindness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank
we invite
you,
people
you.
Across the world to help us. Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank
some of you can play. Yeah, some of you can push *1. Push *1, and maybe you will be able to hear, be heard on this line. Come on, help us thank you. Thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for starting us on our way. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Hey, glory. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you for saving us. Thank you, 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 for filling us with the Holy Ghost. Thank you, 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 thank you for binding the devil. Thank you, 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 thank you for binding the works of the enemy. Thank you, 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 Lord, for lifting every heavy burden. Thank you, 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 for standing with your people. Thank you, 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 thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. The anointing in this life. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, God, touch Mother and these Johnson. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for what you're doing for Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We're asking you to close the back door and post angels at the back door. Oh, angels with torches of fire in their hand. Angels with chains of fire in their hand. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please open the eyes of these people and let them see the day that you were us. Are more than they can be with them. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. He's more than the whole world against us. Thank you, thank you.
Lord Jesus.
Ah, God, I don't need to be in danger. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless the Lord, shall be the best. Oh, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for lifting every heavy burden. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. 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 God, put the blood of Jesus in every room here. In the name of Jesus, put the oil and the anointing on every room here. And on the doorpost.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Go in every house.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you. Go in your house. Go in your house.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
We know you. Thank you. We
thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You are so good. Thank you, thank you,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
You
are so wonderful.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you. You are so mighty.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you. And God, we didn't come to ask you for stuff. We just came to say thank you. You've already done so much for us, Lord. You listen once and you love us twice. And you keep on blessing us, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, God, for blessing us. Oh, God, for teaching us, God. You teach us, Lord, how to be humble. You teach us how to wait on you.
You teach us how to live and how to bind.
Thank you.
Room, every room. Yeah. All of the anointing. Thank you. Even before the ceiling, Amos like to hide on the ceiling. God showed me that. Look up there, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus up here.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you.
Thank you,
thank you.
We love you, Lord. We praise you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
But thank you so much for coming with us and for walking through that house. I felt the anointing, the urge of the anointing.
You
go to your front door and put the oil of the anointing and the blood of Jesus on your front door. Amen. Amen. On that front door. Amen. People will come in. The oil of the anointing, the blood of Jesus is there on your front door. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. And giving glory and praise for what he's doing. God bless all of you. God bless you. Oh, no, somebody got a lot of noise on there. Amen. And come on back in. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. May God bless you. I want to open the line up. If there's anybody who has something you want to say, amen, the line is open to you. If you want to say anything, the Lord be with you. Anybody, the line's open to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the blood.
Talking aloud.
This is Mother Wilson saying thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you for the blood. Thank you, Jesus. Mm. Thank you for the prayer. Mm. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else? Mm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Anybody got a word of encouragement? That's all right, too. Anybody got a word? That's all right, too. Just let the Lord use you. Anybody else?
What
say you?
Thank you.
That soul says yes.
Mm. Yes, Lord.
Mm. That soul says yes. Yes. Yes, my Lord. My soul says yes. Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
In the morning, yes. Yes. Yes, my Lord, in the morning, yeah. God bless you. One more time, anybody want to say anything? I'm going to encourage you. Just so the line is open to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is not a Bernard Johnson show. This is a Jesus Christ show. Okay, if you want to say something, it's all right. I'm just going to wait on you. Amen. Thank God for being with us tonight. And back to your family. We heard about 30 minutes of 30 minute service. And it's so power packed with the anointing. Amen. Just a blessing. Somebody got your radio on. You don't do that, darling. Because you will cut the radio off. And then you will go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. All things. Amen. Just focusing on the Lord. Amen. Right.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for stopping that. Amen.
Thank
you. Oh, my God. You know, God, he doesn't divide himself like that. No, that's not God. Yeah, God is unified. He wants his people to stand together. Together we stand, divided we fall. He doesn't try to work against his kingdom. If his kingdom is thanking God and praising God, he's not going to have his other part of his kingdom going in this different way with listening to the radio. That's not the Lord. I hope you can see that. I hope you can understand that. One of the ways you understand when God is speaking, and I'm teaching people across the world, one of the ways you understand and recognize his voice that he's speaking, you ask questions. Let's ask the question. If the Lord gave us a thank him 1,000 times and and giving praise on this line and adoration. We were not asking the Lord for anything but just thinking, why would the Lord tell somebody to cut on the radio with a different type of song on there? Why would he do something like that? And the answer comes back that the Lord didn't do it. He would never do that. He's never going to divide his kingdom like that. So who else would do that? There's only one other entity in the world that works against God, and that is Satan. So don't let the devil use you. Amen. He wouldn't do that. God would work for in behalf of himself. All right? God bless you. We love you. Amen. I'm going to recognize your family time and have some family time. God bless you. All right? Just before I pronounce the final blessing, I want you to receive it now. I want you to learn on this line to receive the wonderful things that have been asked over you. Don't sit there and say nothing. But if you can say anything, but I receive it, say that. And then when I would like for you to repeat after me these things, because Matthew 16:18 and 19 says, whatever you loose on this earth, whatever you bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. Okay? All right, help me say this. Some of y'all repeat this after me so the world will get it. Amen. I bind sickness and disease in my life.
I bind sickness and disease
in my life.
For my life.
I bind the plans of the enemy. And I loose great blessings over me and my family. My children are great.
I am great.
I have blessings upon me. Every curse on my life has been broken. The blood of Jesus is on me. And the oil of the anointing is on me. If the enemy tries to touch me, he'll get the oil of the anointing on him. And he'll get the blood of Jesus on him. Because it's on me. And I bind the devil. And cast him out of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. And I loose this and I bind these things. In Jesus' mighty name.
I am rejoicing. This is Mother Wilson. I want to say something that the Lord did this afternoon for my grandson. He came home, where he called me and told me he was about to be on a flat and he needed some air in his tire. So he made it home. He didn't have enough money to do what he needed done. So he came on home, and I told my husband, give him $10 to get his some air in his tire or a patch. And when he got there, they told him he needed a tie. And he said, well, all I got is $10. We called back Grandmama. They said $35 for the tie. I don't have it. I said, well, come on back. Ask them, would they let you come home with the tie and get the money? And he talked to them. He said, I don't know. Let me talk to somebody else. He talked to somebody else. And he said, well, this is my grandmama on the phone. You want to talk to her? So he talked to me, and I told him, let him come home and pick the money up, and he'll come back. They let him come home with that tie. He wasn't too far from home, all right, but the trust. He came home, and picked up the other part of the money. And when he got back, they told him, he said, I got a spare in the back. They said, well, is it up? They said, yeah. They said, well, for your honesty and coming back, we're going to let you have that tie for $10. And he didn't have to pay nothing but that $10 for that tie and kept his spare. I thank God. I wanted to tell you how the Lord is still working miracles.
Mm-hmm. Man, yeah.
Oh, and he told himself, for your honesty, we're going to let you have this tie, because many of them would have drove on off and never would have come back.
That's right, Mother. But, let me say this to you, Mother. Go ahead.
I'm listening.
I want to say to you, and for his honesty, that was good. But I'm going to tell you what really actually happened. Amen. It was the favor on your life that God had that $10 for the tie. God gave you favor. And let me give it to you. Listen to me. Let me prove it to you. They didn't move until they heard your voice on the line. That was a favor of the Lord on you that caused him to go to bless. Let me tell y'all something. Get around people that God has his hand on, because the favor on them will cause a blessing for you. Amen.
Thank you.
I know God has put favor on my life, and the favor walks before me and behind me, on my right and my left, and even above me and beneath me. Amen. I wish these things to you tonight, that the favor of God would be upon you. Lord, let them be blessed in the city, blessed in the field. They're going out, be blessed. They're coming in, be blessed. Their home, their family, their health, their strength, their money, their bank account, their travel, and everything they do, be blessed. In the name of Jesus. And thank you for the favor of God on my life. And all those persons who want to receive all those blessings, just say, Lord, I receive it. Let it happen to me. Lord, I receive it. Let it happen to me. Say it.
Lord, I receive it. Let it happen to me.
Thank you. In Jesus' name. All right, some of y'all want to sit there and not say nothing. You just let the blessings pass by you. Amen. But I'm going to ask you one more time. If you want it to happen to you, say, Lord, I receive those blessings. Let them happen to me. Say it.
Lord, I receive those blessings. Let them happen to me.
Now, let me show you something simple. Yeah. I was saying so many blessings upon you, bless you in the city, bless your field, bless your family, your home. Who would not want you to receive those blessings? What's the one person who wouldn't want you to receive those blessings? Do y'all realize that?
Yes.
The devil doesn't want you to receive them. So here's the way you tell the real voice of God. Some of y'all sat there and didn't say nothing because it was something inside of you that told you very quickly, just listen. Who you think said, just listen to you? Just listen. Don't say nothing. Just listen. Do you think God said that to you, or do you think it was the devil? Who wouldn't want you to have the blessings? I'm uttering blessings over you, and some voice said, well, just listen. Just listen. Who you think that was? Yeah. The enemy came against you to keep you from uttering, because he knew the word, and the word says, whatever you loose on earth. How you lose it? With your mouth. You speak it out. Whatever you lose. So who you think would be saying, just listen. Just listen. It would be the devil. He doesn't want you to have those blessings. And he doesn't want you to speak them out, because he knows the word as much as you know the word. He knows the word. Whatever you speak out, whatever you loose, shall be loosed in heaven. And so when I said, your family's blessed, he said, just listen. Just listen. Don't you recognize his voice? Can't you even recognize the voice of the enemy? He speaks like that. Just listen. Just listen. He don't want you to say it, because he knows the word. And he knows that you get those things many times over your life by loosening them, by speaking them out. Don't listen to him. Amen. Because there was one-third of the heavenly host listened to him and got kicked out of heaven. Don't listen to him. I'm trying to tell you, don't listen to the enemy. Amen. It works against your blessings. I hope you take that tonight. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. Small voice, sometimes trying to mimic God, but it's not God. is the enemy. And you recognize them by asking questions. Why would God want me not to say these wonderful things over me, over my children, over my family? That wouldn't be God. That would be the devil. Why wouldn't he want me to speak it out? I know I'm tired and I just sit there and listen. That wouldn't be God. That would be the enemy. Because he knows the word. Whatever you speak out, whatever you loose, only shall be loosed in heaven. Oh, you understand me. I hope you are. You got to go and defy the devil, because if he doesn't want you to lose these things, it's for a reason. That it may mean that you're just around the corner from your blessing, and God has been waiting on you to speak them out so he can open the windows from heaven and pour you out the blessing that you don't have room enough to receive. But the key is, and it's right in that verse, I give to you the keys of the kingdom. The key is speaking it out. And whatever you speak out and bind shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you speak out and loose shall be loosed in heaven. Hope you got it. God bless you. Don't let the devil tell you to be quiet. I'm not trying to work no strategy or nothing. But I'm just showing you the word stands for it. The word stands for you loosing these things, speaking them out. And don't let the enemy do that to you. Amen. God bless you. I love you.
Don't forget, Dr. Johnson, don't y'all forget my granddaughter that's over in the country. I think her friend's supposed to be coming home, and she I don't know whether she's ready to come or not, but I know if God's ready for her to come home with that child that's coming, he'll send her home too. So we just want to be praying for her. Jaleesa.
What's her name?
Jaleesa. Her mother was telling me this evening about it. Jaleesa Willis.
Jaleesa Willis. All right, Mother, I want you to say this after me. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I'm loose protection over my granddaughter.
I'm losing protection over my granddaughter.
She shall make it home.
She shall make it home.
And she shall be bountifully blessed.
And she shall be bountifully blessed.
She will have everything she needs.
She will have everything she needs.
And she shall be in great health.
And she shall be in great health.
And a way shall be made for her to come back home.
And a way shall be made for her to come back home.
Wealth is coming to her hands.
Wealth is coming to her hands.
To her hands, amen.
To her hands.
And she shall be wonderful to her grandmother.
Yes, she shall be wonderful to her grandmother.
All right, we'll have to see that come to pass.
All right.
You got to speak it out. Speak it over your children. Speak it over your grandchildren. Oh, my God. Say this, my grandchild is the head and not the tail.
My grandchild is the head and not the tail. Thank you, Jesus.
God is enlarging her territory.
God is enlarging her territory.
And God is making her more than a conqueror.
God is more than a conqueror.
He's making her more than a conqueror.
He's making her more than a conqueror.
All right, Mother. I want you to start adding new things about your granddaughter over there. And even any other grandchildren, and even any other child, any of your children. I know you got several children.
Oh, yes.
I want you to lose some great things over Dr. Biggs. Amen. God is bringing her out this year. Amen.
All right. Thank you.
No, I said that. God is bringing her out this year. Amen.
I really would do.
There's a great turnaround that's going to happen in her life. Amen.
Christopher,
oh, my God, he's going to bless her in a great, great way. Thank God.
Oh,
all right,
be
Mother, I got to go.
On her travel, too. Be praying for her and her daughter.
I will tell you, you got the mantle in your hands. I just imparted it to you. So you lose it upon your children and upon your grandchildren. Amen. You got the faith. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I still have it, but I imparted a portion of it to you. All right, go ahead, Mother, and let the Lord use you for your children, grandchildren. All right? God bless all of you.
Thank you.
We'll release you all to your family time. And may you have a wonderful night. The Lord's blessings be with you and upon you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you,
Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Have a wonderful night. I asked already, but if there's somebody else on the line who wants to have a word to say, I will take time for you. I will do it. If you want to jump right in there, if you want to have something to say, jump right in there. The line is open to you. This is not a Bernard Johnson show. This is about Jesus. Anybody else? All right, have a wonderful night.
All right, thank you. Good night.
Or if you want to say something, come up. Anybody? All right. Good night to you. Good night.
Good night. Good night.